Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening is our agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the agenda as advised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a pager or a cell phone, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 9756, Timothy J. Wilson, northwest of Road 455B, south of Road 64. A special use exception to build an accessory structure without a main building.
Right here, sir. State your full name and address.
Timothy J. Wilson, 16185 Russell Road, Delmar, Delaware.
56.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
I do.
All right, make the.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
It's a fairly simple one. I have a lot that I own on the same street on Russell Road, parcel 59.01. I bought this parcel at the sheriff's sale. At the time of the sheriff's sale, the parcel adjoined, it was all one parcel with parcel 59, and it was 1.9 acres. I subdivided it, but then found out that the property line had been moved. It was different from what it was at the sheriff's sale, and basically the lot is just barely under an acre, and I have a fellow that lives in the area that wants to buy that lot to put a pole building to store his cars on. His parents live right up the street, and this is a place to store his cars and boats. He's a collector, and under the rules, you have to have an acre, and this is very, very close to an acre. It would have been an acre if it's had stayed the same as it was when I bought it, but it had the property lines had been changed. So it's simply just asking for a variance that you could put that pole building there. And it's just simply for the use of storage.
Personal use. So you're saying at the time of the sale when you bought it.
There would have been over an acre on that lot.
And you didn't find this out after you purchased it and then went and had it subdivided?
Right.
And found that it had been done before. What you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. It was after the sheriff's sale. I mean, the plot that I got at the sheriff's sale. If I have a map here, okay, that shows the way it is now, and there is a tax ditch that used to be the line, mm-hmm, and went back, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago. It was redrawn. I'm not sure why, but
okay.
I mean, the bottom line is it's just shy of an acre, and you're supposed to have an acre, and I'm just asking for a variance.
All he wants to put on this acre is just this pole building to store his
right
vehicles.
There's not going to be any septic. There's not going to be any. It's just simply a storage shed.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if you look at our Article 115.14, it says that anything under it, an acre is exempt from this provision of 6 months. You know, you normally have to build within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But he's telling me now, he's telling the board, that he's under 1 acre, right? You're under an acre.
Yeah, this parcel is just under 1 acre.
And it appears on our, did you tell the office that you were under an acre? One of his parcel. What parcel was it, 59.01?
Yes, I'm not sure of your question.
The question is, did you tell when you were making this out that it was under an acre when you requested?
Yes, I mean, I went to find out, to make sure, when I got the contract from the fellow that wants to buy this, he just wanted to make sure that it was okay to put a pole building on it, and I thought there wouldn't be any problem. And so I stopped in at Planning and Zoning just to make sure, and they said, no, you can't, unless, because you don't have a full acre. And that's why I applied for this hearing.
How long will it be before you put a dwelling on there with it?
I think he wants to build fairly soon, my guess is, and, you know, once it dries up a little bit. It's a wooded lot, so.
You're talking about the building that he wants to build.
Yeah.
The accessory
building.
Yeah.
How long before you'd be putting a dwelling on there?
Oh, no dwelling. It's just strictly a storage.
The only time I recall that we've ever allowed that is an accessory structure on a farm for implements or that kind of thing. But this board has really
never done,
to my knowledge, has never allowed an accessory structure without plans for a dwelling as well.
Hmm.
That's how many you were going to keep automobiles there? Is that what you're saying?
He has boats, automobiles that he just doesn't want.
Well, there's a restriction to that too, how many you can keep there. So, and like Mr. Mills said, it's the ordinance reads that you must have a structure within there in 6 months.
A structure of
started.
I'm confused.
It's not been the practice of this board to allow a dwelling without plans for a
house.
Not been our practice to allow accessory structure without plans for a dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of the reasons that that's been is, you know, down the road, you know, you have a use for it right now, which sounds legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But down the road, if you were to sell the property, it would make it easy to become a somewhat of a commercial structure, and this is AR1 zoning.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mills, there is a provision in there. It says lots located in AR or GR district containing a minimum of 1 acre may be exempt from this provision if approved by the commission.
Okay. By the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yes.
Yeah, when the Planning and Zoning definitely gave me the impression that this was very likely to pass, that
Who was it that gave you that?
I don't know who I was talking to. I don't know his name.
Someone
I recognize him, but yeah, right in Planning and Zoning where I, you know, filed for this.
Right. You may want to find out who that is.
I wouldn't have spent the $400 if I thought it was even remotely.
Would the guy be interested in putting a home there?
Huh?
Would he be interested at all putting a home there?
It's possible. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he wants a larger lot to build. He wants to build in the area, but his folks live in the area. He does want to move into the area. He lives in Salisbury now, but his parents live literally a mile away, and he wants to move into the area. In fact, he's interested in some of the lots. I have a farm right up the street. This was just a place that he has a need for, you know, vehicles and his boats right now.
Is he going to meet the private garage? I mean, you might as well get the whole thing. The private garage says he can't have any more, only having a capacity not more than four automobiles.
Four.
And space there is not to be more than one commercial vehicle, and not more than one ton. So, you know, it doesn't sound like he's going to just keep four there. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He was talking about a 60 by 60 pole building. I don't know what you'd fit in that, but he was talking about a boat, too. I don't know if he was talking about more than one.
And I'd like to correct my previous statement. We have also allowed an accessory structure where the person's dwelling was on an adjacent lot,
mm-hmm.
with a condition that the two be sold together. So,
mm-hmm.
otherwise, we've made exception to that ordinance.
Okay. Well, it's
Mr. Wilson. I have a question or two for you. You've purchased this property in 2002 at a sheriff's sale.
I'm not sure exactly of the date, but it was at a sheriff's sale.
Had it roughly 5 years or so.
Yeah.
How recent ago did you subdivide
it? Right after I bought it.
After you bought it.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is the on lot number one, the corner of the access line.
It was all one lot, and it was listed as 1.9 acres, and it had the description of it. Didn't show a plat of it, but the description of it followed before the revision of the property line. It showed the ditch. There's a great big stream there, and that was the property line prior to the changing. And if you look at the plat you have there, where it, you can see where the stream is on it, and it used to continue. Yeah, it continued on.
Straighter angle.
Actually, coming towards me.
Okay, this way.
Can I approach?
So maybe you have more of a corner.
This is the street, and the stream comes like that.
Okay, so the original line was where?
The original line just followed. This is correct.
Oh, okay.
This here, basically, swap this that he can't get to that over there that's no longer his. The old line just followed the ditch right along. And then the properties on this side, the same ditch is the property line for all the properties on that side.
So I guess what I'm trying
so
to find
I lost out, this.
You lost this corner,
this
not
corner.
This corner.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that would have been, that would have made the difference in the.
It would have definitely been over an acre, but by what you're saying, it wouldn't make a difference anyway.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One in opposition? Ma'am, you want to come forward, please? You sit right down in front of here, sir. State your full name and address.
Geraldine Arnold, 16329 Russell Road, Delmar, Delaware.
place your right hand there. You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes, I just have some concerns. My property is adjacent, and my well is very close to this property line. And it's my understanding that he might be restoring some vehicles there, and I'm just concerned with any wastewater or anything coming from that and possibly contaminating my well. And also, my concern was how many vehicles were going to be there, if it's going to be contained within the building. I don't want it to be like a junkyard.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else here in opposition? Sir, do you want to? Sir? Mr. Lewis? Back up here, and answer these questions. Is there going to be any restoration going on there, as far as you know?
No, there is not. I talked to the fellow yesterday to get it clear because he couldn't make it tonight.
Okay.
I said, I want to be clear what I'm communicating is the truth, and he said it's strictly for storage.
And all vehicles will be contained within
and
that building?
And that's the whole purpose of it. He's got them out in the weather now. He wants it out of the weather. That's the whole purpose.
Just for his personal use only and
yeah.
Nobody else?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Did you hear that, ma'am? Okay.
It just seems like it's a little, you're not being able to clear how many cars are going to be in there because that's important.
Yeah.
Of course, the other issue is important that Mr. Mills has told you about.
Right. Well, if the board was to rule in favor of it, and came up with a limit or something. I mean, that's...
What's the ordinance say, Mr. Rickards, that it's limited to four?
Yes, it's four a private garage, four vehicles and one commercial, less than a...
What about a boat? Is it?
Vehicle would be anything tagged.
Right.
Trailers.
Anything tagged on trailer. That's four and one commercial. So that'd be five, a total of five in that building.
Could be tagged.
Yeah, it could be tagged.
I think you have to go to Motor V for it. That's it. You know.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9756 under advisement.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9756 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Case will be taken under advisement.